So one thing that I wanted to talk about that's been really irritating to me, that just honestly I can't come to the terms with it, is that why do we see each other as competition all the time? Literally, it's a competition for everything. Competition to have the best car, competition to have the best job, competition to have the best body, competition to have the best hair, competition to have the most money. It's just like this constant rat race, and I'm not sure at what point in time it stops, or if it ever stops, to be frank. People just... I know people who are millionaires and billionaires, and they're still in the rat race. It's like, why? You already won. Move out of the way. Let somebody else have a time to shine. And then what's even worse than that is that people don't want to, like, share the recipe to success. Like, they just want to hoard it to themselves so that they're the only people that are successful, that have the keys to the success. And I think that's really shitty, honestly. It's like, I saw this one picture one time. It was a little animation, and it was these two people going up a ladder. One ladder's bars were spaced further apart, and the other ones were, you know, pretty good distance next to each other. And the one that was next to each other, people were throwing, like, boulders down at his ladder. People were throwing, like, spikes down at his ladder. All these things to kind of knock him down so that they could continue to rise up. And if that isn't the most accurate depiction of how we as a people do one another when it comes to being successful in the world, I don't know what is. Because that's exactly how people do. They just don't want to see other people do good. They don't want to see people be successful. And me as a black female, I've noticed it's 10 times harder for us, even when it comes to our own kind. When I started releasing my Divinity by V cleanser, I was parceling out, you know, samples for, you know, people to try. Again, you know, if you go to Sephora and you're saying, hey, I want to try this cleanser or this moisturizer or whatever, they'll go and get like an unused testing thing, scoop you out some, put it in this tiny little trial thing, and then send you on your way. Well, that's essentially what I do. So I have, you know, a specific unused product box that I go and I get my samples out of, fill it up into the sample containers, seal it, and then ship them out to people free of charge. And so, you know, I was going around to people who, you know, used to do my hair, people who, you know, I knew. My circle is very small, so my people were limited as far as choices as who I could go and be like, hey, do you want to try this cleanser? Man, I've seen these people support other people, like, on the most minute things. And here I am asking, hey, can you support me by, you know, trying the sample, see if you like it? Do you know anybody who might like it? And it's specifically targeted for stress acne. And it's a really good formula. It's got, you know, very few ingredients in it, no harsh chemicals, no parabens, no sulfates, anything like that. It's a very good cleanser. I use it myself. I would never want anybody else to try something that I haven't tried. And I have really sensitive skin, so it was great for my skin, which is the whole purpose of me making it, because I couldn't find a cleanser that worked for me, that wouldn't break my skin out or irritate my skin. So that was the purpose of me making it. So I already knew the benefits of the product, and I just wanted to share it with the world, you know? Man, people that I thought were kind of my friends were straight up like, nah, I'm not trying that. But then would turn around and be like, oh, go support my girl's nail business. Oh, go support my girl's hair business. Oh, go support my girl's facial business. Oh, go support my girl's waxing business. And so I kept seeing this common pattern, but the common pattern was this. It was never somebody who I'm trying to word it politically correct, because you know how cancel culture is so high these days. But essentially, if I didn't look like them, they didn't support me. That's the best way I can put it without having the cancel culture crew come after me. If you looked any better, then the aforementioned people, you weren't getting any kind of support. Now, listen, I've had a hard life. I am chronically ill. I have Crohn's disease, endometriosis, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. I've had 13 surgeries since the age of 15. I'm taking low-dose chemo treatments for my Crohn's disease. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I've had an easy life. I'm just trying to find a way to make money for myself. You know, I'm trying to hustle on my own. And no, y'all can even support me on that. Like, because of jealousy and envy and because of pettiness, people chose to just be like, oh, no, not going to support that. Not going to do that. You can't even hit a like button. You can't hit a share button. None of these things cost you anything, but you can't even be decent enough to do that. And those are the things that I'm talking about. We are living in a world where it's supposed to be, oh, support black businesses, support black businesses. But black businesses don't even want to support one another because it's a damn rat race. It's all about, oh, I don't want, I people want to see you do good, but not better than them. Okay, point blank. People want to see you do good, but not better than them. And that's the real of it. It sucks, but that's the real of it. Meanwhile, you know, there's this whole, people wonder why, you know, people of non-colored skin are winning. And it's because, you know, they're like leaving generational wealth to their kids. They're like, you know, bringing in, oh, I know a friend, so let me bring this friend in so that this friend doesn't have to, you know, climb up the corporate ladder. I'll just bring them in. You know, why can't we do that? Why can't we as a black people do that for each other? That's something that I don't understand and I won't understand, but we've got to do better, guys. We have absolutely got to do better because this is not it. I'm tired of being criticized and ridiculed and pushed down and ignored by my own kind, especially when I would go above and beyond for people. I think it's sad. It's not right. And then people have the audacity when you start doing well to be like, oh, you're acting Hollywood. Oh, you're acting this or you're acting that. Again, a perfect example. I got featured on the cover of For My Man, an episode that I did for My Man. Go look it up. It's called Blood is Thicker Than Water. And I think it's on ID Channel or TV One. And anyway, so I was the cover photo for it. Now, mind you, my co-star, male, black male, posted it, and he got like something like almost 200 likes on it. I posted the exact same thing, and I got like 12 likes, if at that, on it. And that goes to show you the difference between how harshly black women are judged, hated, envied, you know, from other people. And I can't even just say from other black people, because it is just in general, for whatever reason, the world doesn't want to help black women. And I'm going to keep talking on this until the day something changes. But this is, it's ridiculous. It's blatant. And honestly, we're tired of it. Like, stop taking, don't, if you can't support the black woman, then don't try to culturally steal a black woman's features. If you don't want to support Black women, then leave Black women features and things and mannerisms to the Black folks. I can't. You know, it's not right, and I'm not going to continue to sit back and pretend like it's okay. I've dealt with it long enough. But don't come at me, you know, talking about, oh, I've changed, you know, when the success comes, when the money's coming fast, when all this is happening, because you had a chance to stand with me and build with me when I was nothing, and you chose to turn your back on me and ignore me, just as you've done many other Black women to this day. You can support big pharmaceuticals, you can support big companies like Target, you can support Walmart, you can support Louis Vuitton, Dolce & Gabbana, Versace, Balenciaga. You can support all those things, and these white folks don't give a shit about you. They just are, you have it programmed in your mind that you feel like you need to get those things because rap stars have it. Talking about you living on government housing and you out here, you know, trying to figure out how to feed your kids, but you talking about, oh, I need my man to buy me a Balenciaga. What you need to do is buy some sense. You know, I don't understand it. The world has warped the minds of our people, and honestly, it's time to wake up. Really, it's time to wake up, because this is not the way, and this is not it. Let me know what y'all think. Leave a message, leave a comment, call in, whatever you want to do. But yeah, let's argue. Let's duke this out, because tell me I'm not right. Want to know something? Excuse the bad audio. I'm in the car right now.
Turn left onto Lovell Road.
And I'm doing my ship shopping. And it's 7 in the morning. Now I started at 6 a.m.
Red light camera reported ahead.
And I've seen
a mile.
So
exit
many
exit onto I-40 East, I-75 North, Knoxville,
Caucasian
Lexington.
People. Walking in the darkness on the
next
most
to the right onto
dangerous
East,
street ever.
Knoxville,
and I don't understand that. I don't understand why it is like when y'all see a dangerous road, is like, you know what? This looks like a good place for me to bicycle. This looks like a good place for me to skateboard. This looks like a good place for me to walk into oncoming traffic. This looks like a good place for me to go on a leisurely stroll during rush hour traffic on the highway.
In half a mile,
I don't understand it.
I'm
not comprehending it. I need answers. So please, if you are Caucasian, help me understand. Make it make sense to me. Because
exit
I have had
right
to dodge pedestrians walking on the side, running on the side of the interstate.
Maryville.
Just leisurely walking.
Exit to the right onto exit.
And then there's this one-way street. It's this narrow little bridge. And I saw 4 cyclists. Everybody had to stop. We were in a complete standstill because we had to let these fools. Okay, so you're not gonna let me over. Listen, I'm going to tell you what, I'm not the person, I'm not the person to sit here. If you see that I have to merge and you're going to be an asshole and stay in the merging lane while the merging lane is running out,
we gon' crash. Like, I'm gonna run into you because that's a dick move to me. Anyways, but we're on this tiny little bridge, and these people banded together on their little bicycles and said, you know what? F these cars. F these people trying to go to work. We gonna cycle. And we gonna cycle together and take up both lanes. Not one lane, but both lanes. And if you hit us, we gonna sue. That's the look they had on their face as we drove by them. And, you know, everybody gave them the dirty look. So, like, I rolled my window down and was like, my man, what are you doing? Why you? I just couldn't understand it. I couldn't understand. Out of all the places, we have so many bike trails here, so many biking areas, so many parks that you could literally go biking on, and you chose to go on a narrow bridge, a two-lane narrow bridge, and block both lanes. Come on. Like, it just, that screams to me, you just don't give a shit about your life. You just don't care. Or that you just feel entitled that ain't nobody gonna hit you, because if you hit me, I'm suing every damn one of y'all. One of the two is your mindset. Help me understand, which one is it and why? 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 I need answers because I'm tired of this. I can't keep doing this with y'all. I've gone long enough without saying anything, but today was the last straw for me when I had to swerve like I was avoiding a deer. I was like, you know what? I'm done with this. I've got to tell somebody. We've got to stop this. Stop cyclists and pedestrians from being on busy roads during rush hour. We need a movement, guys. We have to start a movement because no, baby, no. Let me know what y'all think.